The G7 Canada, recently it did happen, and I got to tell you, the pushback from everybody in the press, the politicians, and so many Canadians is actually pretty enormous, and not just Canadians, people around the world are pushing back, and they're calling Trump names and say, how dare he? He came in and he said all these goofy things, and then he left town. I'm a Canadian, I want to give you my perspective. You got to kind of put everything into a bowl and mix it up and look at the other side, right? Not many people are doing that. I've looked at this thing, I've analyzed it, and I thought, wow, what have I missed? This doesn't even seem fair. Firstly, G7 stands for seven nations. Seven nations that apparently are prosperous, are the biggest in the world with regards to their economy, and they get together once a year, have been since the 70s, and they're supposed to talk about how to make the economy stronger and better. Now, of course, with the prime mistake of Canada involved, all they want to talk about is gender and climate control and things like that. The countries are made up of Canada, United States, Japan, Italy, Germany and France. I think that must be one I've missed there, but you know what it is. These countries, they all met in Canada to talk, and Trump got in late and he left early, and no one got along with him. Okay, let's analyze this. Firstly, six of the countries are socialist countries. One of the countries is a capitalist country. You got the president coming in, he's a capitalist. He's been to the movie, he's been beat up, he's been rich, he's been poor. He figured out how to get rich again. He's built huge, huge companies. The guy doesn't have the best delivery sometimes, I get it. But you look at what he's saying, not how he says it. It's kind of cool. He only cares about giving to his citizenry. I want to give to the Americans that live in America. It's about America. Let's make it great again. The Canadian guy, the prime minister, and all the others, they say, I want to take from my people and America's giving to their people. Pretty serious kind of difference here, don't you think? That's why they don't get along. And then you get all the press people. They're socialists too. What is socialism? What's communism? It's socialism in a hurry. These people are so busy taking from their citizens. Trudeau, for instance, in 1 week, he gave several billion dollars to nationalize a pipeline that won't even be in effect for many, many years. It's going to be in court, probably. At this summit, he gave another $4 billion to educate girls in other countries. Other countries? Are you kidding me? What about Canadians? Where does that money come from? You got to take it from someone. You can't give unless you take, okay? And he takes all of the time. Again, as a Canadian, my taxes, everyone's taxes, are upwards to 72% of everything you earn. 72% when you factor in all the hidden taxes and so on. That's obscene. And this guy, this clown, is still giving things away. He isn't a circus, or he thinks he is, or he should be. It's unbelievable. Again, you got to put this summit into perspective. You got seven people, pardon the repetition, six of them are left-wing whacks. One of them is saying, let's talk about arithmetic. I don't want to talk about what bathroom you go to. I want to talk arithmetic. I want people to work. And they are working. Never in the history of America, again, you don't have to like them, but never, just don't let a fact get in your way. Never in the history of America has there been so many people working. There's no unemployment. If you're an American now, you can get a job. There's jobs everywhere. He is taking them from other countries, which means, have you run a country, prime mistake and others? You better wake up and pay attention, because you better look after your people. Trudeau, your job is to look after Canadians. Instead, all you do is talk bad about everybody else, and you want. Where does that money come from that you give away again and again? Used to come from the people and the United States of America. When Trump left the meeting, he said, I ain't your piggy bank anymore. Pay attention to that. Don't keep calling them names. Maybe come out of it. Think that you gotta kind of be a little right wing. You cannot live beside a capitalist and be a socialist if that capitalist won't give you any of his money anymore. Because the only way you survive as a socialist is to take from the citizenry and from other governments. And now you got one guy saying that ain't gonna happen anymore. You gotta change what you do. So all you Canadians, all you people around the world, all I ask is that, you know what? Don't shoot the messenger, listen to the message. And we don't have to like how he says it, but what's he saying? And it kind of makes a little bit of sense. I mean, can't we pay less from what we earn? And can't we earn more? And can't we have a better lifestyle? Why do we have people giving away what we have? Give that some thought. Hey, that sounds right to me. See ya.